Now, head into the ring at a total combined weight of... the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast!
Welcome to another edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I am Rick, and Drew is recovering. I don't know if you're still recovering, but
from
your late night out.
That was over a week ago. Make it sound like I had some weird disease or something.
I mean, you might have some weird disease. I don't know.
I probably have some weird disease.
You think so?
Yeah, it's called fucking slow metabolism in middle age.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that one. I also have the same issues. So today we are going to discuss this AEW pay per view, AEW Full Gear that's coming up this weekend on Saturday.
Live on pay per view.
Live on pay per view. Well, that's interesting. This article actually says Sunday, and it is definitely Saturday, right? They're doing it Saturday night.
I hope so.
I do too.
That definitely changes things if it's not Saturday.
Saturday, November 13th. I am not wrong, but apparently okay. CBS seems to think it is a Sunday pay-per-view.
Well, CBS was also incorrect in taking off King of Queens after only nine short seasons.
Short seasons. Well, that's a thing. Let's see. We have, you want to run through the roster and see what's going on? Because it's a hell of a lineup. The card looks really good.
I have not watched AEW in about 2 weeks, so I'm not overly familiar with any storylines that are going on currently.
Honestly, does it matter? Like, the storylines kind of stay the same for the most part. It's one faction versus another faction. So,
yes.
But I did actually tune in for the end of Dynamite last night. So, and I may check out Rampage on Friday for the lead-in.
Because of what you saw?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was...
On Dynamite?
Yes, just to see what happens next.
Is it a lead-in to Dynamite, to Rampage?
It is. Well, it's a lead... Rampage is a lead-in to Full Gear.
Oh, okay.
So
it'd be cool if it was like a three-part thing where like at the end of Dynamite, like someone went to swing at someone and it cut off, and then Rampage opened with the guy getting hit in the face.
That would be interesting, but that is not how it happened. The the ending was actually the signing of the match between Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page doing his cowboy shit.
Yes, cowboy. Doo-doo.
So we'll start off. Let's see. They have the bottom of the thing is Christian Cage and Jurassic Express versus the Super Click, which is Adam Cole and the Young Bucks.
Okay. I can get into that.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like a pretty decent matchup. Adam Cole, Christian Cage would be good as a singles. Jurassic Express, Young Bucks would be good as a tag team match. So I figured it'll probably be good all together.
Yeah. Why make a singles match and a tag match when you can just chuck it all in one ring and watch it?
Yeah.
Watch it go.
Well, and like, they're really like, I don't know whether they're going to do it at some point, but they're really kind of pushing they've had a lot of 6-person tag team matches recently. So it'd be cool if they brought back a three person tag team championship, whatever it is.
There
used to be one. There was one in WCW. So
any 3-person tag teams always just competed, to my knowledge, under Freebird rules,
where they could just switch out. Yeah, but I mean, had to be 3-on-3 at all given times. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Freebird rules is either they can switch in and out, or they have to listen to Leonard Skinner on their way to the ring.
Or both.
Yeah.
Because the Freebirds did.
Did they?
I think so. Didn't they have a Skinner song at one point as their entry?
I don't know. Frickin' P.S. Michael Hayes sang one of the songs they entered the ring to.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
something. Oh God, something Street USA, Main Street, like
Main Street USA,
ass kicking Street USA, or some nonsense.
Next up is a match I'm really looking forward to. One of the greatest heels in the business right now, if not the best. Darby Allin versus MJF.
Built that up pretty nicely to say MJF first instead of Darby Allin.
I did. But so MJF
should be a good match.
Yeah, MJF has the something five. I'm completely blanking on what it is. What the heck's the? I'm completely blanking on it. But they have so basically what it is, or it's the group of like the five young guys that like basically are AEW guys from the beginning. So MJF,
oh, the Pinnacle?
No, not the Pinnacle.
Oh, that's his stable though.
Right, that's his stable. But no, these are like the five guys that were made by AEW. So it's MJF, Darby Allin.
All
the young guys, shoot. Yeah,
Jungle Boy,
yeah, exactly. And so this is, I believe, his first match of the gotta beat them all to be the best kind of thing.
Should be good. MJF's good in the ring, Darby Allin's good in the ring, MJF's good in the mic, Darby Allin has Sting,
exactly. So he doesn't have to be good at the mic, Honestly, I mean, I'd imagine that MJF's going to win just because it's kind of a thing. Like, where, like, he hasn't really lost much, and I don't know. But, yeah, it should be good. Either way, it's going to be a great match. Next up is the AEW Tag Team Championship between the Lucha Brothers and FTR. Lucha actually, or they have the championship, and FTR is going for the championship. Mm-hmm. So,
I'll have to hear what the rest of the card is, but this might be my take a break match.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, I like the Lucha Brothers, I like FTR, but they wrestle two different styles that don't complement each other.
Yeah, I guess you're right on that. I mean, but it's, I don't know. I've always loved to hate the Revival. So, and now obviously they're FTR, with what are their names now? Cash Wheeler and Dax Hardwood.
Guy one and guy two.
It was Dash Wilder and Cash Wheeler before, I think, and now it's like, I'm gonna look it up.
No, Cash Wheeler's his name now.
Now, yeah. Sorry, Dax Harwood and Scott Cash Dawson. Wheeler. Scott Dawson. Cash Wheeler and Dash Wilder. Or Cash Wheeler is his name now. Dash Wilder is his name before. Dax Harwood is Scott Dawson from before. Yeah. Dawson and Wilder. When they were in NXT and WWE. But no, I think that'll be a good. It should be a good match. I mean, they do wrestle different styles. So, next up is the Inner Circle versus Men of the Year. So Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, Sammy Guevara, Santana and Ortiz versus Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky and America's Top Team, which Junior Dos Santos, Andre. Arlovsky and Dan Lambert. So it is a
I don't think Dan Lambert will be wrestling.
No, he won't. But he is on the title card for the match.
Oh, so, he's listed as wrestling?
Yeah, he is listed as wrestling.
Holy shit, that guy's like 110 years old.
So he is one of the 10 members that is going to be going.
He is right up there. Like, obviously, there's a big gap between first and second on the mic in AEW, but he is definitely number two as far as mic work in AEW.
Who's that?
Dan Lambert.
Oh yeah.
goes on there, bitches about AEW, like millennial fans and stuff, and it just cracks me up because I'm a Gen Xer.
Yes, you are. I am an elder millennial or whatever it is.
and I am a young Gen Xer.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a 10-person tag match. There shouldn't be any lull in the car or during that match. I mean, you got plenty of people going in and out, so should be pretty decent. Next up is CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston.
How did that come about?
I don't know. But either way, it should be a good match.
Yeah, should be a really good match.
Apparently they've been just going back and forth with promo, doing their promos and stuff, and yeah, they don't give me a whole backstory on that one. I didn't really see that one, so backstory wise it's
so when I stopped watching a couple weeks ago, they were still having that tournament to determine who was going to be the number one contender, and Kingston had just beaten Lance Archer, so that's why I was caught a little off guard because I couldn't have seen when he had time to start a program with CM Punk. But
let's see if I can find more information here. Eddie Kingston says the CM Punk match is the most personal fight of his career. Yeah, it was just a short feud that saw bundles of energy and both veteran competitors. So yeah, really short thing. I guess they needed to throw him on. They had a lot of time to fill for this event. Because the pre-show starts at 7, actual event starts at 8, probably going to run till midnight-ish, I'm guessing.
God. Okay.
Because that we still have 3 more matches to go after this one. CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston should be a really good match. Let's see. Next up is Bryan Danielson versus Miro.
Okay, it's a match we could have saw 3 years ago in WWE, but here we are.
Right. And, they both put on good matches. So.
Oh, this is the finals of that tournament. Miro took John Moxley's place.
Yep, that's right. I was just reading that. It's the finals of the World Champion or the World Championship Eliminator Tournament, and they get the shot at the belt. Do they give Miro a shot, or do they go?
No.
No? You think Danielson gets it?
No. This was all set up to be Moxley versus Danielson until Moxley was unable to go anymore. I think this was always set up to be Danielson to win it to take on Kenny Omega.
You think Kenny? I assume that means you think Kenny Omega is beating Hangman.
I don't think there's many people that think Hangman Page is going to win that match.
I mean, I don't know. They might. I mean, Omega's had the belt on him for quite a while now.
It's not Hangman. It's Hangman's not the one to take that belt off of him.
Okay.
It'd be as ridiculous as if Cesaro took the belt off of Roman Reigns. It's just.
Next up, speaking of Dr. Britt, it is the AEW Women's Championship between Dr. Britt Baker and Tay Conti.
Gonna say Dr. Britt Baker is gonna retain because I don't know who the other person is.
I mean I've seen her wrestle before, but it's she was somebody else, and I'm maybe not, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. Tainara. Apparently she lives here in Orlando too. She is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter. So Yeah, I think Britt wins too, because I mean, honestly, she's one of the best people in AEW, male or female. Like, she just she knows what she's doing, and I'm excited to see what she can do. I was reading somewhere that, like, I guess she got busted open recently and had to go to work at her actual job, and had to explain why she had a gash in her forehead to one of her patients.
I wonder what percentage of her patients just don't know.
I mean, years ago, I'd say a bunch of them didn't know, but now I'd imagine that a good chunk of them probably know.
I would assume that she, that there are people that will just go, that will go to her solely because of who she is.
Oh, I considered transferring just because cool would it be to have Britt Baker? I mean, I'm not that attached to my dentist right now. I can go see Dr. Britt Baker. She's up the road.
I sincerely, if she does, if you do that, I hope she puts you in the lockjaw. I hope she calls you a mark, puts you on the floor, and puts you in the lockjaw.
What? But what?
And
if,
holds
what
the if, belt in front of you.
What if I go and wear one of our shirts, and like she wants to do the podcast?
Then I would say you're a fucking genius, and sing your praises, and somehow try to take credit for it.
I mean, I could give it a shot. I don't know. And then last, we kind of discussed this one a little bit, was Kenny Omega and versus Hangman Adam Page. Obviously, you're picking Kenny Omega.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I could see both sides on this one. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's a hard, it's. I would think that you're probably right in Kenny Omega winning, so that he can fight. I keep wanting to call him Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, but I could also see Hangman getting the belt. You know, I don't know. If
I can see
if Miro wins, Paige gets the belt. If Miro Danielson wins, Omega keeps the belt.
If Miro and Hangman both win, we all lose. because no one wants to see Miro versus fucking Hangman Adam Page for the AEW title. All right, there is. I don't know. I don't even know.
I'd watch it. So speaking of watching it, we're gonna be watching it in a different location. Like, I'm used to going to bars to watch it. And I found out that they're showing it in a movie theater. Actually, multiple movie theaters.
They will, yeah. They will not be delivering me mozzarella sticks and or nachos as I watch wrestling this time. I may get a bag of popcorn.
Well, I think the movie theater that we're going to see it at actually has, like, a full bar and stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm just looking right now to see what's... what kind of things it has. Yeah, it's actually so funny enough, going to their website, like, the big thing is the AEW logo on the top of, like, their first, their lead thing is that. So, do they not have, like, amenities? No, I mean, they don't have a list of
breakfast.
Amenities.
A pool.
Well, like, a lot of them like list their amenities and stuff. They have recliners, and I'm excited for that because
yeah, that is nice.
Those are always nice to go, and you have your assigned seat. So, yeah, I was hoping that they had. Because some of the other ones, like, I know that they're doing out at Disney, and they're doing it at Winter Park and a couple other ones.
I know when I looked into it for what was the last one, All Out, Disney was playing it in two theaters and they were both sold completely out, and I was just like, nah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go if it was gonna be sold out. But you can get a 3-gallon party popcorn bag at the theater.
Unless it's a very sporadic amount of people in there, I don't envision myself taking my mask down at all. But if it's pretty mellow in there, I may go grab a bag of popcorn and kick my recliner up.
They have Cheetos popcorn, too.
That or sounds
jumbo dill decent. Pickles. I'm just messing with you now. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm interested to see what how it works out. Like I wonder if they have like delivery to your seats or something.
Like Uber Eats?
Maybe, like I don't know.
Some kid picks up your popcorn and walks into your seat.
Let's see. I'm looking to see. They don't have anything listed on their website. They have all the photos of upcoming movies.
Do they have Matrix 4 yet?
I do not see the Matrix 4 listed yet. Currently, they're just showing No Way Home and Ghostbusters. It's the only ones on the list. But I will order our tickets for that. So I guess we're done. Anything else you want to plug? Anything else you want to talk about? I mean, there's not been a whole lot of news.
I don't think we made actual predictions on a lot of those matches. Can you just run through them very fast and we'll make predictions?
We absolutely can. Christian Cage and Jurassic Express versus Superclick.
Superclick.
I'm going with Superclick also. Darby Allin versus MJF.
MJF.
I was going MJF as well. The Tag Team Championship, Lucha Brothers versus FTR.
Lucha Brothers.
I'll take FTR. Why not?
Okay.
Although the Lucha Brothers did just win it at All Out, didn't they? We'll take FTR. Why not? You got the Inner Circle versus Men of the Year and America's Top Team.
Chris Jericho pins Dan Lambert.
Okay. Imagine the mic work on that one. Between the two of them. but I do pick the Inner Circle as well. CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston.
That CM Punk. He's not going to lose a match for a long time.
I was going with CM Punk as well. Bryan Danielson versus Miro.
Like I said, I think that whole tournament was set up to be Daniel Bryanson. Fucking yes guy is going to win.
As long as he gets a recyclable belt, right?
Yes.
I'm going to go Miro. Why not? Just because. Just to shock the world. AEW, Britt Baker versus Tay Conti. I think we're both picking Britt on that Baker. One.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, Kenny Omega versus Hangman Adam Page. I'm going Adam Page. You're going Kenny Omega. So.
Yep.
Which was decided on the previous match of Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson and Miro. I'm going to keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know I'm excited to check out this pay-per-view. It looks like a really good card.
Yeah, definitely. Better than the Survivor Series card that we'll be previewing probably next week.
Yes, much better than the Survivor Series card. They already had a change to Team SmackDown.
They already had a change to Team Raw.
Or was it Team Raw? I could be wrong.
They booted Dominic Mysterio off.
Okay, that was Team Raw. I was backwards.
Survivor Series used to be one of my favorite pay-per-views, and now it's just...
Well, it used to be a bunch of teams. Like, you would have, the people pick out their people, and it would just be a bunch of five-on-fives, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a regular 5-on-5. It was like one person gets pinned, they get left out. You know, they have to leave, but the match still goes on. And...
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that next week.
We will. That previewing. How about that? Anything else coming up?
Nope. I will be getting my, according to the U.S. Post Office, I'll be getting my copy of Femme Force 194 in the mail on Saturday. I'm pretty excited about that. I have ordered additional copies. As you have requested one, I will give you one.
Awesome. So I can hang up the art in our studio?
Yes. Trust me, my ego will not let me post less than 1 million pictures of this fucking thing once it drops.
That's funny. I'm excited for to check it out and read through and see exactly how your character comes to be.
Yeah, because you haven't seen the picture yet.
No, I saw the picture. You sent me the picture.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I'm curious to find out how that happens too. and apparently I'm going to be in the following issue as well. So.
Nice. But yeah, we'll, you want to plug our socials and we'll get out of here?
Yes. I had a request after last week's plugging of the socials where I could not keep my shit together.
Okay.
I think that from now on, when I start to lose it, I'd like to have circus music on hand.
Okay.
And just when I start to lose it, just play it in the background.
Okay. I don't know if you can actually hear what I'm playing, though.
Damn. Maybe you could add it in post.
I could probably add it in post.
And then fix it with some gaff tape. Because those are the two most said words on any set. Fix it in post and get the gaff tape.
Not wrong. Not wrong at all.
All right. So let's go to Top Rope Wrestling Podcast on Instagram. Top Rope Wrestling without the G on Twitter. You can go to our Facebook page, Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. You can go to toproperwrestling.com. And from there, you can listen to all our previous shows on there. You can listen to them on iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can listen to last week's show that was about stuff that I don't even remember.
We talked about the show that we didn't make it to.
Oh, yes. And we also talked about the wrestlers that were released. Now my memory's coming back to me.
Yes, we did.
So you can listen to that preview of that show, which I'm sure was a very good show. You can email us and give us the results of that show. And Rick is going to tell you how to do that right now.
Give us the results of that show?
What? The one, not our show. The show we reviewed.
Got it. So yeah, you can email us at Top Rope Wrestling or podcast. I need the circus music. Podcast at toproperwrestling.com or Rick or Drew at toproperwrestling.com. Or you can just go to toproperwrestling.com and click on the contact us page. And we are more than happy to get back with you. You can also leave us a voicemail at 951-TOP-ROPE. Because I can't remember what those numbers are.
And now I really am interested in someone calling in, giving us the results of our own show. Please email us or tweet us. Send us a picture on Instagram of the results of this show, which I assume are it was horse shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the
PWA results.
Yeah, I can't find those at all. Let's see. 951-867-7673 is Top Rope.
Which is okay.
951-867-7673 or 951 Top Rope.
So all of you that have not been calling because you did not have the numerical translation of what Top Rope is, now feel free to
give us
call us and tell us our warranty is expiring. Tell us our show sucks. Tell us our show's good.
I'm sure I have a bunch of warranty expiring text or messages on there.
I certainly hope so.
I haven't checked I haven't seen any of it in a while. But let's see.
Would you be able to tell if we had real voicemails or you don't check that either?
Oh, no, I check. I mean, I check it. Okay. But I don't think anything's actually played through. Everything says transcription not available. Yeah, it doesn't look like these are all like 2 second. This one's warranty. 9 seconds. And I don't hear any of it, so. Oh, this one.
If you missed open enrollment, we have great news. We offer PPO plans through private A-plus carriers such
as... Yep. There's not a whole lot in here. But please, get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you.
Call us.
Peace out. Peace, love, recycle. I don't know.
Survivor Series next week.
Yep. Tune in. We'll be there. We won't be at Survivor Series, but we'll be.
You never know.
Here. I don't know. Peace.